Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignment and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again. Thank you for the seed. Know that the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to step up to a higher level, that you're going to make connections that's going to play a significant role in your life, that you're going to achieve much. You're going to expand your contacts and your network of individuals. For the Lord says, hold on tight, because you're going to begin to see there's going to be a smoothing out in this season. And you're going to begin to see God is going to touch your lifestyle. He's going to touch home. He's going to touch family. He's going to touch relationships. But he's also going to touch your work life. And you're going to make right decisions that is going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, I bring you into power. I bring you into the ability where you'll be able to have greater control of your life and the circumstances and the situations. For the Lord says, it's important that you understand that compromise is going to be key for the balance of this year. Being flexible. For the Lord says that you're going to prosper. And you're going to see that your labor and your hard labor and your perseverance is going to pay off. And it's also going to begin to increase your bank account and give it a boost as well. Expect much to be coming forth into thy life. Focus on the positive and don't worry about things that are out of your control. And as you begin to let go and let God, you're going to see great increase happening around thee. For there shall be a move of the Spirit that shall cause you to prosper and that shall bless the works of your hands. New doors and avenues shall open up unto thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, wait and see what I have for thee. As I look deeply, I'm hearing the Lord say that even between now and around about the 10th of September, the Spirit is going to help you to draw people into your life. And I see friendship and greater love happening around thee. I looked up and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you've had the months of stress. Now the Lord says things are becoming lighter. For this season shall be the kickoff where you shall begin to let go of career concerns. And you're going to see that between now and September of 2015, you're going to make many new friends, and some is going to help you in ways you had not yet considered. You're going to also begin to see that you have just stepped into a brand new cycle and a brand new season, for some dazzling things are coming your way. For the Lord says you're going to have protection, and you're going to have favor that shall be around thee. For the Lord says, I will send forth individuals that's going to go out of their way to help you and assist you. Watch the moving of my hand, for the heavens shall favor thee. I will touch areas of property, home, and real estate even in this hour. And you're going to find that some kind of possible excellent financial deal in regard to real estate could also open up for you. And you're going to have the ability to be able to negotiate some things that are going to work out in your favor. And you're going to see that your dreams are going to become real and even so much more vivid. For the Lord says, I bring you also into a time of a psychological and also a physical healing. So if you need to see a doctor for any type of problem, God says go ahead and do so after the 25th of this month. If you have an unusual case, then your doctor may have problems making a precise diagnosis of something. And yet God says have patience and get second opinions and go through the tests as necessary. Also, God says be watchful with drugs or like medications or prescriptions that may be prescribed to you because you may have some kind of reaction. And God says just go ahead and discuss the side effects with any of any new medicine that you may have to take and just look it up even on the internet to get more information. It do seems like the toughest day of this month for you is going to be on the 25th of this month. And out of that, something's maybe surrounding financial troubles could become evident. Something financially could become more evident to you. Know that the hand of the Lord is moving and you're going to see the hand of favor. Sister Curtis Dean, prepare and be open for all that God is bringing your way. The enemy is going to try to attack your senses, attack your body, attack your eyes, attack your nerves. You may have to deal with somebody elderly. You may have to deal with real estate or something of that nature. But yet it's a time of finishing up things. It's a time of prayer between now and the 25th of September. A time of staying in the presence of the Lord and trusting Him and watching decisions or crucial decisions or life-altering decisions. These things must be weighed very seriously. You're going to finish up some things. It's also a time when you're going to begin to see the favor of the Lord moving upon you in an unusual way. Health-wise, the enemy would try to attack your body, but stay focused. He would try to attack thee. He would try to cause lingering colds or flare-ups or chronic conditions to come your way. Make sure that you take more herbs and vitamins and things of that nature. That would do more for you. Now listen to the word from Prophetess Michelle.
God bless you, Sister Curtis, being there. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, write the book. For Father God says this is the season to tell your family story. Father God says let go and let God concerning business and entrepreneurship. For I hear Father God saying this is the season of a firm stability coming to your life. I hear Father God saying in the next 3 weeks is going to be a turnaround. Father God says new structure, new timing, right structure, right timing. For Father God says don't second guess yourself. I hear Father God saying this is also the season to begin to minister to the family, for you have a story and you have a testimony for the family. I hear Father God say, jack of all trades, master of none. Father God says this is the season where you're moving into destiny, purpose, mastery. And Father God says you are going to have some major, major testimony. I also hear Father God saying there's going to be a move. So God says, fix up where you're living to move. I don't know if you've been contemplating the move, but Father God says no confrontations in this season. Just plan for the move. I hear Father God said this is the season where you're going to get very busy around the neighborhood and around the family. I hear Father God saying there's a lot of great ideas coming up, and Father God says you're going to be able to market them. I hear Father God saying from about the second week of August until the first and second, third week of September, there's going to be a lot of different things that you're going to be meditating upon. For Father God says keep a pad by your bed, woman of God, and even one in your pocketbook, for there's going to be revelation and a lot of insight coming forth quickly. Father God says this is the season to make sure you're taking time to meditate and pray, taking time for that quiet time, even making sure you get enough rest and enough sleep, woman of God. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to look within. I hear Father God say you're going to be looking within because you're not going to do without. I see some things concerning your hopes and your dreams coming forth concerning relationships and partnerships. I see a shift coming even concerning the workplace. I don't know what this is, but it's an elevation. I hear Father God saying, let go and let God. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the doors have been opened. And I hear Father God saying there's a stability, woman of God. There's such a stability coming to your life in this season. So Father God says, get ready, get set, and get ready to take off. I see you moving around a lot, and a lot of local as well as local travel. So Father God says, within these local travels, know that all things, woman of God, not some things, all things are coming together. And Father God says, get ready to write the book with concerning the family, for it is going to be a blessing concerning the family, woman of God. And I just hear Father God said, something from the past is coming to bless you financially. God says, dot every I, cross every T, check paperwork and recheck paperwork, because there's going to be such a blessing concerning some paperwork. And that's the word of the Lord.